Picture this. Wild City, 1924. A crane on the top of every skyscraper. A party in every club. A romance on every dance floor. A shooting every night. A broken heart on every street corner. And a dirty secret behind every window with the curtains drawn. It's a city crammed with tough guys, dangerous women, loud jazz, and illegal booze. The kind of place where everyone carries a hip flask in their pocket and a spare pistol in their sock. No matter whether they're dealing opium in a dark alley in Little Chinatown or dancing up a storm at the Rainbow Palace atop Wild City Tower. You want a good time? You come to Wild City. You want to last a long time? You go someplace else. Because here in Wild City, there's only three types of people. The lovers, the famous, and the dead. Me, I ain't famous. And last time I checked, I wasn't dead either. And as for love, well, I ain't felt that in a long, long time. But that's a story for later. So if I ain't a lover and I ain't famous or dead, I guess that sort of makes me a nobody, which is kind of what you need to be in my line of work. The name's Buck Baxter, private detective. I stay low and keep my eyes open. I watch every shadow. I listen for every footstep, every whisper. I don't make friends, I don't make enemies, and I sure as hell don't fall in love. I just get the job done fast, collect my payment, and move on to the next case. At least that's how the game used to go. It all changed the night he blew into town, announcing himself in a blaze of fireworks, and a shebang so big it seemed the whole of Wild City descended upon his glittering nightclub to hail the new Prince of Parties. His name was Holden Hart, and maybe I never would have met him if I didn't get the telephone call from one Miss Winnipeg Whitmore.
Mr. Baxter, are you Mr. Buck Baxter?
Speaking. The clock on the wall of the Buck Baxter Detective Agency told me it was just before 9 in the evening. I was at my desk in my rundown old office that doubled as my apartment, sitting there, stark naked, but for my trusty black trilby. The night was so damn hot and sticky, you could pour it in a barrel and slap a molasses label on it. I couldn't stack enough ice in my glass of gin. If I held my face any closer to the electric fan on my desk, it might have shaved the stubble off my cheek.
My name's Miss Winnipeg Whitmore. I have a case for you, but I must be assured of absolute discretion. It's a somewhat delicate matter that needs investigating, and I'm a very private person.
It's your lucky day, Miss Whitmore. I'm a very private detective.
Do you accept cash?
I clink the ice of my gin. Greenbacks, booze, pot, pistols? Lady, if I can trade it or spend it, I accept it. She seemed a little flustered by that.
Oh, well then, cash it is.